Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. I'm actually in a studio today, not my studio, but in a studio in Columbia, Missouri. They do the broadcast. They produce my show for me. And every now and then I have to drive to Columbia, so I just come over and I do the show here, and it doesn't happen often, and it's kind of nice. I've got a nice producer that he's new, and I hadn't met him before, so we bumped into each other this morning, and we met each other. But today, as I promised you yesterday, we are going to have C.J. Hadley on, and she's on hold here waiting for me to finish introducing her as I bring her on the air today. We're going to talk about Range Magazine. We're going to talk about the West. We're going to talk about property rights. We're going to talk about how the government is infringing on property rights in the West and actually in lots of places across this great nation. C.J., how are you today? It's so wonderful to have you back with us.
The sun is shining in the desert, and I'm hopeful, regardless of what's happening.
Regardless of what's happening. Well, I mentioned to you yesterday, we at least had to talk about, a little bit about the elections. I'm always up late. I actually host a Bible study last night, and I wasn't as in tune as I should have been. My son was kind of giving me a little bit of a grief about that. But I was trying to keep track of what was going on so I'd know what was going on. And, you know, I'm not sure I still know what's going on. I had seen different news feeds that had either Missouri, had either Trump or Ted or Trump or Ted or Ted or Trump in Missouri. And I think they have finally, unless they decide to do a recount, they have given Missouri to Trump. And it was very, very, very close, just by like 1,700 votes. And so anyway, that part of that super, not quite so super Tuesday is over, and we move on to the next debate and the next election, and therefore I'm just going to keep moving on here because I want to get on to this topic because, you know, the other seems to be a distraction from what's really happening in this nation. And go ahead.
The election is key to the future, though. I am really sorry that Missouri didn't quite take Ted Cruz over the line. He's exactly what I need. I don't know whether anybody heard his speech announcing his run for the presidency. It was in Liberty University in Washington, D.C. He was on a round stage talking to thousands of people. He had no teleprompter, no note. He just walked around, looked at everybody pretty much in the eye, and gave the most brilliant speech I've ever heard. And everything he said, I believe in. And so I really would like to see Ted Cruz as president.
And you know that he's not the establishment, so they don't really like him, and they don't really like Trump. They didn't really like Ben Carson because he was an establishment, and they keep throwing other people at us, and that kind of bothers me. I don't care who you're for. That should bother anybody if they don't want you to have a choice unless it's who they tell you you can choose, and that kind of bothers me.
It's kind of funny with Ted Cruz being a Texan and me being a desert rat in Nevada, but there's something about him that makes sense because what he's done is bucked the system. He's gone up against his own party. He's gone up against the Democrats only to try and do something positive. And that's what's happening to these ranchers in the West. They're trying to save themselves. They're trying to do something different so that they can survive. They're trying to improve the country. And they're being abused and you know, put down pretty much as Cruz in many quarters.
Well, and, you know, your magazine, the Range Magazine, it comes out quarterly, and you do an awesome job of putting it together, but you have some wonderful writers.
Range is really lucky. We've been, this is our 25th year, and I can't even believe I've carried this on
for
this
long. Wonderful.
We've got about 170,000 readers in every state of the Union plus 22 foreign countries. Half of those readers are urban, people who care about open spaces in the West mostly, and the other half are rural, which doesn't necessarily mean they're farmers or ranchers. There are a lot of people who, you know, live there and can work there, you know, via the web. They can do it electronically, they can work, and they're in very beautiful places. Oh, excuse me, my Great Danes are busy. But we're obviously an advocate for food producers. I think we're in a heck of a fix the whole country, but the American West is bleeding, and I've watched it suffer and diminish in the last 25 years, and it's just absolutely heart-wrenching to see what's happening to the my ranchers and farmers.
You know, and that is, you know, I always say there's a common denominator, and food is our common denominator, whether you're in the city, whether you're in the country, no matter where you're at in the urban areas, you need food. So food is the common denominator among the people, and they just need to start paying attention.
In the early 90s, I met an African wildlife biologist named Alan Savory, and he told me, quote, civilizations fail when agriculture fails, and agriculture is failing in this country, unquote. Now, I didn't really know in 1993 what he was talking about, because I'm from a factory town of coal and steel in England, and I worked in New York for years and years and years. But if you check out Alan Savory, you can see the man makes a lot of sense. Shortly after that, it was Clinton Gore, era, and Al Gore was welcoming a bunch of very young ranch kids to the White House in Washington, D.C., and he asked one of the kids, what do you want to do when you grow up? And this young teenage boy named Cotton Bowsman said, I want to work in production agriculture. And Gore said, don't do that, son, because we're going to be importing all of our food, unquote. That was Vice President Gore in 1996.
I do remember that.
I mean,
that.
I am horrified by that. I still cannot forget it. It's years ago, decades ago, and that young man, Cotton Bowsman, is running a ranch in Wyoming still.
And, you know, it is absolutely the truth that agriculture is the foundation of a nation. I don't care what nation you're in. Agriculture is the foundation. Everything, I'm saying this kind of openly, everything comes from the dirt.
Food producers are the most important people in the world. They should be applauded, not abused. They are being abused, especially in my beautiful West.
Well, and we know that it has to do with the property. We know that the federal government, the bureaucrat bullies, they're trying to take the property, they're trying to take the land, and they are. They're just grabbing the land away from the ranchers and the farmers.
It's outright theft, and what the farmers and ranchers are trying to do out here is they're trying to go to court, and they are not winning.
And even when they win, it gets called back.
Yeah, the most fascinating case of all is the Hage versus United States, which started in 1991, but the Hage family had been fighting the feds since 1979. They wanted to take their ranch, first of all for a park and then for the MX Mithal, and then they decided it was, you know, going to be a beautiful recreation area, and they have abused and just done awful things to this family since 1979. It's still in court, and one of the judges, and most of the rulings, court rulings, especially U.S. Court of Federal Claims in Washington, D.C., have ruled in favor of the ranchers, saying that the feds were taking private property and that they should be reimbursed for their years of pain and suffering, and they awarded $14 million to the Hages. But every time they're about to get paid, the Department of Justice brings a new crop of big, you know, hotshot, highly paid lawyers to harass the Hages again. One of the judges in Reno a couple of years ago said he ruled in favor of the family again, noting that two agencies, Forest Service and BLM, entered into a, quote, literal, intentional conspiracy to deprive the Hages not only of their permits, but also their vested water rights. This behavior shocks the conscience of the court, unquote. Now, that judge's ruling was just overturned by the Ninth Circuit, and the Ninth Circuit said that judge was biased, and they've pretty much thrown him off the court. So any judge that rules what I would think is properly and honorably is destroyed. Yeah, a constitutional judge.
It's
frightening.
Well, yeah, it's absolutely crazy. Well, you know, you never hear the left mention the Constitution, and you hear very few on the right unless they're claiming something that they talk Constitution. And, you know, we're going into a break, so I'm going to...
That's why I trust Ted.
We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. We're visiting today with C.J. Hadley of Range Magazine. We're going to give you some more information on that, but you can just go to 1-800-RANGE-4-U, and I'll give those numbers in exact in just a little bit when we come back. 877-895-5410, and C.J. and Beth Ann will be right back.
There's no way to measure how far I am from okay, let me tell you. There's no good reason why I can't move on. I lay my heart on me.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSE Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
David Keeston, a patriot and good friend of CSC Talk Radio, has published a small booklet, A Constitutional Plan to Fix America. It says this will take 5 years with a market-based approach. Freedom, liberty, prosperity. David has kindly made these booklets available to Beth Ann so that she can bring them to you. To purchase 1 to 9 booklets, $3 each. To purchase 10 or more, $2 each. Shipping and handling included. Today, our nation faces the most difficult threat in over 200 years. The United States of America's very existence is in great danger. The wholesale destruction of our national currency and the standard of living, which all Americans have come to know, love, and unfortunately take for granted. Let's fix America. In ordering this booklet, you're also helping CSC Talk Radio. America working together to fix America and bring America home. Just $3 each. 10 or more, only $2 each. P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
To listening to CSC Talk Radio. I'm visiting today with CJ Hadley of Range Magazine. You can visit their website by just going to rangemagazine.com. You put the WWs in front, but it's rangemagazine.com. Or you can give them a call if you want to place your order. So we're going to give you some specials here in a little bit, but right now we want to talk about some of the issues that are going on. But it's 1-800-RANGE-4-YOU or 1-800-726-4348. I want to congratulate you again on this 25th anniversary, because I think it's just wonderful. Now, CJ and I we've talked in the past and how she has struggled with Range Magazine. It seems like anything that's really fighting for the people, struggles. On May the 2nd, I will hit 5 years of CSC Talk Radio.
Oh, bless your heart. I'm so glad you're still here.
Well, I am still here. I'm struggling, as you know. We have talked about that. And my listeners, they've been kind of stepping up and helping me out a little bit. And we're here for a little bit longer. So
we have to keep you there, Beth. You're very rare. You need 20 more at least. I would help you all I can. I think you're brilliant. And I just absolutely love the work that you do.
Thank you. I love you dogs. I got to come out there and see you. You and I have got to get together one of these days.
I'd love it. They weigh 450 pounds,
oh
the three
my
dogs,
gosh.
So they do sound a little noisy. I'm sorry. While I'm on the phone, I can't control them.
That's okay. They're like kids.
Yep.
We can't throw kids when we're on the phone either. That's a lot of dog food.
Yeah, I have to have a night job to support this bunch.
I want to get back to what's going on with the land grabbing. You've got the article that you wrote as from the editor that up front, you call it, spindled and mutilated. And I really, I guess I hesitate to say enjoyed reading it. You put it together very well. It's very, you explain what's happening. And you went from each one of these that are just the ones that have been the most
abused.
In the news. Well, the most in the news. We know others have been abused as well, but you start with the Hages and you go on with the next ones. And I just wanted to talk about that a little bit because I think that people who aren't in the West, people who aren't ranchers, they just don't seem to understand the importance of the land. And they don't seem to understand what government is trying to do.
The open lands of the West, the ranges, particularly the Great Basin, you know, getting close to the mountains, but not really the high country, the most value that you can get out of it is grazing by livestock, cows and sheep. They turn something that's pretty much useless, you know, nasty brush and bad forage that you couldn't possibly water because there's no water out here, and they turn it into, you know, a high-protein food. Everything they do is delicious, delectable, and perfect because they improve the range. They do what's natural. You know, they clean it up. They encourage vigor, and they support, because of the cows and sheep, the sage grass are good, the wildlife is good, the waters are good, and yet there's so many environmental groups, massive, multi-million, you know, dollar environmental groups that would like every cow and sheep off the western ranges, which is why the pressure started to come. And it's mostly from my bunch from the 60s who really think they know everything, and they're pretty much getting to be fascists who, you know, they don't want to hear from anybody else who doesn't agree with them. So they're putting so much pressure on the federal agencies, and the federal agencies mostly are people who come from that kind of point of view. And so the ranchers here have got such a hill to climb, it's impossible. And each one of these ranchers fights in their own way, and none of them are fighting well. But they're fighting valiantly, and like Clive and Bundy, for instance, the standoff with Clive and Bundy, the BLM wanted to come in and steal his cattle because he hadn't paid his grazing fees. The reason he didn't pay his grazing fees since 1991 is if he had signed the permit that the BLM, you know, forced him to...
Right.
To okay, he would have been out of business within 12 to 24 months. He would not have had the ranch. That ranch goes back to the 1800s, and it would have been, you know, ranch suicide. So he refused. Now, he offered the money to the state. He offered the money to the county, but they had no way they could take it, so he just kept running his cows. Well, the BLM came in with a bunch of amateurs with helicopters and big trucks, and it was spring, and the calves were maybe a day old. Some of them were dropping as they were collecting with his helicopter, and they killed a lot of them. They separated mothers from baby calves, and they caused havoc. Clive and Bundy called for help, and the militia showed up, people from many, many states, maybe 20, 30 states, and they were carrying weapons, you know, practicing their Second Amendment rights. But nobody did anything. It was a quiet, you know, very, very, it was a positive, you know, it was a stand against the brutality and the abuse of the federal government. So the federal government stood down because it was getting dangerous. Now, what Harry Reid, who used to be the head of the Senate, the Senate Majority Leader, right after the BLM backed down and left Clive and Bundy and his cows, you know, to try and save they lost a lot of calves. They tried to keep them alive, but they couldn't because it was 110 in the desert when they were running across that sand. But Harry Reid said on television, he says, "This isn't over," with the meanest look on his face you could imagine. Well, they came back and they got Clive and Bundy, and they've got Ammon Bundy, who did a standoff at the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge in Burns, Oregon. And what Ammon Bundy, the second son of Clive Ivan Bundy was doing, was trying to make us take a stand in the name of the Hammonds. And the Hammonds had been abused by U.S. Fish and Wildlife and the BLM. And since the 90s, the federal government have wanted to take the Hammond Ranch. They fenced off the water right, which Hammonds own, which means the cows had nothing to drink. So Dwight Hammond knocked the fence down so his cows could drink. Well, they have harassed him mercilessly ever since then. When they had a couple of fires, the BLM gave the Hammonds permission to do a backburn to save their winter range in their ranch, and they, a few acres got burned of federal land, I think 140 acres. because of this, because of the harassment, because of the BLM's desire to get the Hammond Ranch to add it to the Malheur Wildlife Refuge, they accused that they put 17 counts, felonies, against Dwight and his son Steve for pretty much, you know, burning federal property. And they've been convicted in court in Pendleton, Oregon, of domestic terrorism, which is a new deal after the Oklahoma bombing. Now, how Dwight and Stephen Hammond could be related to that awful man in Oklahoma City, I don't know. But they went to jail. The judge also in that case said it shocked the conscience. So instead of giving the 5-year minimum to Stephen, to Dwight, he said 3 months for Dwight and a year and a day for Steve, and they would serve it separately so that somebody was home to work the ranch. But after they came out of prison and they served their time quietly, the Department of Justice and the head of the Fish and Wildlife Service in Burns, Oregon, the Malheur, and the head of the BLM in Burns, they said this is not enough. So they went back to court and the Ninth Circuit, my God, they put Dwight and Stephen back in prison, and now they're serving hard time. They got to serve the full 5 years with no possibility of parole in Los Angeles. And at the same time, when they put those guys in jail, they made a deal in court, and the Hammonds had to pay $400,000 in damages for burning 140 acres of federal land. And last year alone, in 2015, the BLM and the Forest Service burned up 9 million acres. It destroyed trees and forage, and it killed cows, sheep, wildlife, burned houses, and there is no blame to the BLM or the Forest Service, but no. Dwight Hammond, they're in prison. This is something really wrong with these stories.
It's absolutely wrong. And, you know, I like to say it's inside, outside, upside down in this nation. We have a caller from Missouri. We have Laura. Laura, how are you today?
Hey, Beth Ann and CJ. I just wanted to point out all these things that you've been saying. It's because the federal government, the BLM, and all their little minions want the resources that's on that land, and that's what they're doing by charging them with all these pitiful charges. They're not true. Like you said, the government has set in there, you know, has destroyed so many millions of acres, but they want to do that so that nobody wants that property, so that they can covet it just like they're coveting, you know, resources in other countries, so that they can get all the money and all the everything that's underground that they wanted. That's why they don't want people to own their own properties.
You know,
they're taking the properties away, and nobody is allowed to have a allodial property. But if people would file their properties in allodium, the government can't do a thing with it.
We're going into a break. Laura, you've brought that up so many times, and I haven't been able to get a good... I'm going to get somebody on. We're going to talk about that. I appreciate it so much. You know, Hank Vogler was on with me, and he said that they were told at one point in time it was too prestigious for private property. We're going into a break. I'm visiting today with C.J. Hadley of Range Magazine. We're talking about property rights. We're talking about the true foundation of this nation, which is the land, which is agriculture. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And C.J. and Beth Ann will be right back.
Going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those we've trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. Out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided his book for you. CSC Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism, greed? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA? GATT? CAFTA? Gupta, why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer it to you at a discounted price. Nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's selling U.S. out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power. Alexis de Tocqueville once stated, America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great. To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him, a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com.
Hear ye, hear ye. The Pen is here. News hot off the presses. The Pen is the bi-monthly newsletter for CSC Talk Radio. Beth Ann and friends have packed it with information you won't read in the paper from the corner newsstand. News, opinions, and insights, all packed into this economical read. Just $24.95 will buy you 6 issues yearly. Common sense is what we speak, and it's also what we write. The Pen is a compilation of many writers. We know you're going to enjoy. The news these days isn't easy to digest, but it is necessary to keep informed, and that is what we at CSC Talk Radio strive to do, serving listeners in every way. Order your subscription today. Send $24.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Keep informed. Send $24.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, and request your subscription to The Pen today.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Anna visiting today with CJ Hadley. We're talking about property rights. We're talking about the things that really mean something in this nation, and that is our food. That is our rights to have property, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, property, prosperity. And that's being snatched away, and the government, the feds, the D.C., I call them D.C. occupiers, occupying offices and cutting deals up there, were being run by bureaucratic offices, the alphabet bureaucrats, the alphabet bullies. And they go around and they make up a new set of rules, and we are supposed to live by those rules. And if we don't, well, they're going to bring
down
the hammer.
Well, there is a lot of ammo against them. Can I answer Laura just a couple of things?
Yes, please.
These ranches out here have historic grazing preferences, and the Hages private property rights date back to the 1860s, which is decades before Forest Service came into being, 80 years before the BLM was formed. And they have what out here what's called a split estate, and the rights that the ranchers own are the water rights, the forage rights, which is, of course, the plants, the ditch rights, which is to keep the water flowing, and the mineral rights stay with the federal government. And they are taxed on these rights. They pay for these things that are on allegedly what's called public land, but it's private property rights on public land. They also, the federal government, is using any ruse whatsoever to cause ranchers to bleed. They charge trespass, and sometimes it's been proven that environmental groups have gone out and actually cut fences and pushed cattle into the wrong place so that they can be fined. The other thing is Clive and Bundy. He was one of 51 ranchers who were running cattle down in the deserts by Las Vegas. And they used the Desert Tortoise and the Endangered Species Act to get 50 ranchers to sell as willing sellers at very, very low money. And Cliven was the only one who wanted to stand and fight. With the Hammonds, the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge is actually put 100 ranchers out of business. They flooded the place so the ranchers couldn't make any money, so they became willing sellers. The only one that has a ranch touching the Malheur and also the BLM land around there is the Hammonds. Now, I don't know whether I said this, but in the deal, the Hammonds had to pay $400,000, you know, for burning a little bit of brush that actually was improved afterwards. But they also have to promise to give the first option on their ranch to the BLM. Now, these two men are in prison in Los Angeles. They've got a daughter-in-law and Susie Hammond, who's over 70, trying to run this ranch, which is a beautiful place. It is coveted by the federal government. The other thing that Wayne Hedge told me a very long time ago in the 1990s is Washington, D.C., and the federal government is using natural resources in the West as collateral for the national debt. Now, because these natural resources are actually owned by, that used to be loggers and the ranchers, they've got to get them off because that private property is not private because they've already promised it probably to China and God knows who else. So it's a grim, grim problem out here. And I don't think many people, you know, east of the Mississippi believe that these ranchers have these rights that they've fought for five, six, seven generations.
You know, I had somebody called in one time when we were dealing with Clive and Bundy situation, when it was fresh, and they said, well, he just needs to pay his rent.
Not the point.
You know, Cliven,
did you know that Cliven Bundy is in jail in Las Vegas and
they
won't let him out? And the convictions in this case could result in penalties of up to life in prison for that cowboy. Now, his son, Ammon, and son, Ryan, they went up to Burns to back the Hammonds and try and get the Hammonds to refuse to go to prison. The Hammonds are pillars of the community. They're quiet people, and they said, we're gonna serve the time. Now, Susie said a couple of days ago, she says, I didn't want Dwight and Steve to go to prison, but they might be better there than here. And the reason she said that is Burns has been absolute insanity since early January when Ammon went up there and started to stand for the Hammonds and stand for the Constitution and stand and try and stop the heavy hand of government abusing the Constitution. And all of the reasons that he went there were right, but it was the wrong place to do it, the wrong time. And he was outclassed, outmanned by environmental groups who went in there. And we've got a story coming up in the next issue by Dave Skinner, which is brilliant. And he wrote, let me read the first paragraph of Skinner's story. It's called The Professionals. A militia of amateurs confronts an army of professionals and loses. Here's a quote. By all accounts, the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge standoff in Oregon ended in utter disaster. One man dead, all of the participants either arrested or under threat of future arrest, with their public credibility destroyed, forever branded Y'all Qaeda. But the protesters didn't only sabotage themselves. Clemency now for unjustly persecuted Harney County ranchers Dwight and Stephen Hammond? Slim chance. Reform of federal land management? Forget it. But the Malheur fiasco was a huge win for environmental groups, public relations, and political bonanza. And he also says, how could this happen? Simply put, the refuge occupiers didn't have a clue when and how to fight a war of words on America's media battlefield. Most people don't. And so what he did is he's writing a rule. The rules of engagement that the Greens, you know, follow is never waste a crisis, go where the reporters are, forget facts, use emotion, stay on message, never deviate. And they did brilliantly and pretty much destroyed that. But I don't know whether we've got time. I'd love to talk to about LaVoy Finnegan.
Yes.
If there's time.
Yes, there's time. Go ahead.
Okay, Lavoie was a rancher from Arizona who went up to Burns to the Malheur Wildlife Refuge to back Ammon Bundy. He was articulate. He was smart. He believed in the same way I believe. He believed that you got to fight for your rights, pretty much like Boston Tea Party. They're going back. I mean, it's just horrible. There were two trucks leaving the Malheur, and what they were doing, they had a meeting with the sheriff of Grant County, because the sheriff of Harney County was bought and paid for by the county commissioners, who were bought and paid for by God knows whom. They were against these people, against the ranchers. What happened is a guy moves into the Malheur, and he looks like militia, and he offers Ammon Bundy his services as a bodyguard and driver. 3 days later, there's this choreographed trip up to John Day, Oregon, to a meeting out of county, and they were going to share papers from the Malheur Wildlife Refuge on admitted papers that showed that the 100 ranchers were taken off the Malheur pretty much by force of government. When they stopped Ammon Bundy and that driver, they put him under arrest. Lavoie Finnegan didn't want to get arrested. He says, "We're going to see the sheriff. We have a right to show the sheriff." Nobody had a warrant for any of these people's arrest. Mm-hmm. He drove on, got into a roadblock. The roadblock was set up in a canyon, a lot of trees, 2 feet of snow, no cell phone service. It was absolutely set up perfectly. Obviously, he got out of the car. He had his hands up. He was shot. He was shot 8 times. The federal government, just a few days ago, an Oregon prosecutor determined last week that the shooting was justified murdering Lavoie Finnegan in that snow because two officers said they believe Finnegan was moments away from drawing his pistol and shooting one of the colleagues. He was reaching from his left pocket. We think he was reaching for the hole in his side because he was shot in the back there. The problem with the FBI, the FBI found a 9mm handgun in Lavoie's left pocket, which was a gun that had been stolen in Portland, Oregon a year before that. Now, Lavoie was right-handed. He only carried a .45, which his grandfather had given him when he was 12 years old. That gun was left behind at the refuge on purpose when Ammon Bundy and Lavoie and 6 others set out for that meeting in John Day. Lavoie's wife, Jeanette, they've got a second autopsy going on, and we don't know what the result of that is yet, but it should tell a lot more. But Lavoie's wife, Jeanette, just got Lavoie's belongings, which were left at the refuge, and it included the only gun he carried, which was that .45.
No.
Now, how come he would be reaching for a gun in his left pocket when he's right-handed?
That's crazy, isn't
There's
it?
There's no way this is a legitimate... This was murder. This was not protecting
himself. It was definitely an ambush. We do have a caller.
It was an ambush.
We have a caller holding. We're going to go to Steve when we come back from this break. Steve, I appreciate your patience with me. I just wanted for CJ to get that entire story out so that we will know exactly what happened. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Hanna. I'm visiting today with CJ Hadley. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. You can visit Range Magazine by going to www.rangemagazine.com.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for LLL. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. CSCTalkRadio.com. CSCTalkRadio.com.
Alexis de Tocqueville once stated, "America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great." To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him. a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSC Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSC Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
DJ Hadley has been bringing us all home on the range for 25 years. She's celebrating with a special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Her 25th anniversary special includes a yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. This is the perfect 25th anniversary celebration, as well as great gift ideas. This package is only $40. A yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-FOR-YOU. That's 1-800-726-4348. And tell them Beth Ann sent you.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're in the final segment of today's show, visiting today with CJ Hadley. We do have callers on hold. My callers like to wait till the last minute, although I will give Steve. He called in the other, and I just wanted to make him hold a little bit. Steve, thank you for your call.
Hey, good morning. Hey, two things real quick. Several months ago, you had on a young man from Illinois who was running for political office.
I did.
And he was fighting the establishment. I'm wondering how he did in yesterday's primary. He's too far away from me.
Okay, I'll have to find out from him.
Geographically. But with the Hammond case, something that baffles me. I'm, of course, in Illinois. I don't have I'm not close enough to where it occurred. The minute that they were convicted of a crime that basically did not apply to them, where was their competent attorney immediately filing an appeals process and fighting this thing?
Well, I hate to say it, but the attorney was not good enough to fight the federal government and was weak and lost. Yeah. It is a tragedy.
I see, right from the beginning you have some missteps. And unfortunately, you miss a step, things get worse. You miss another step, things get worse. Yeah. And, you know, it's unfortunate that we've now had people killed as a result of this.
What Susie Hammond told me yesterday, and I'll be going to see her soon, she said, you can't defend yourself. They convict you before trial.
Oh, yes.
And, I mean, we're almost giving up out here because we're beaten to death. And, you know, the attorneys cost more money than we can afford. The federal government put terrible crises on us, so we have to fight and we have to hire a lawyer. And hardly anybody knows how to fight this thing. We need free lawyers who understand the Constitution. We need people to help. We need people to get a presidential pardon for Dwight and Stephen Hammond by absolutely hammering the White House and President Obama to get do what's right about these two men.
You know, I wouldn't expect anything like this from Obama, but I'm hopeful that if we had a rational Republican president going forward in a number of months, that
Steve,
would look,
Steve, I'm praying hard. We need a good one.
Yeah,
well,
let me give
a number, because we need to burn up the switchboards in D.C. about this situation. And that switchboard is 202-224-3121. I want you to write that down, put it by your phone, 202-224-3121. We're going to go to Mike. Steve, thank you so much. We're going to go to Mike from Texas. Mike, how are you today?
Hi, fine. Haven't called in for quite a while.
Good to hear from you.
I just wanted to mention a few things. We're overlooking the elephant in the room, which is communism.
Well, that's
communism,
true.
The number one, you know, they have the 10 planks in their manifesto.
Well,
but
we do know that. We do know that. It's I don't have a lot of time for you to go into that, but we do know that that's what this is about. Taking the land is communism. We know that.
The number one goal in the communist manifesto, which I've read several times, their number one goal ahead of the 10 planks in the back is the destruction of private property rights.
We do know that. It's not really the elephant in the room.
Hey, Mike, would you write a letter to the editor, Range, as brief as you can, and say that I'd like to try and publish in the next issue, write to edit@rangemagazine.com?
That'd be awesome.
And just send me a brief letter that says, you know, that this is because we've written it in Range a lot, but we need to remind them again. It's brilliant. Okay,
absolutely.
The other thing is, it's the 25th anniversary of Range. We do a lot of really good, fun things in Range with gorgeous photos, positive stories, really good stuff. I want to give you much better deals than we just told you. Just call my smartly uniformed attendants. There's only two women who helped me with this national magazine, and they will give you special offers that are all going to cost you $25. They will do that. So I really hope to hear from a lot of you for as many weeks as you like, 1-800-RANGE for you, and I will make you a deal that I hope you'll love.
All
thank
right.
you. Remember that the Congress of the United States in the 60s, that many years ago, actually read into the congressional record the planks of the Communist Manifesto.
Okay.
That's how long we've been infiltrated.
Okay, and we're just about
I'm
out of time.
I'm looking forward to hearing from you, Mike.
All right. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it. We have another Mike from Virginia. Real quick, Mike, because we are running out of time.
Okay, how you doing there, kiddo? Shalom aleichem. Anyway, I heard the last guest was talking about the last call saying we need lawyers who understand the Constitution, and we don't need no more lawyers. Lawyers are what turn this country into this convoluted mess we got now. You know,
they are the reason. The lawmakers, you know, they're up there. I have a listener from Nebraska that likes to say, and it's just astounding to me. She's such a great patriot. Those who make the laws practice the laws.
Maybe a law should be written that says only lawyers cannot serve in the
well, you know, that'd be an awesome law.
Wouldn't that be fun? Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I appreciate it.
Well, I can't remember exactly where it says in scriptures, but it says, woe unto you lawyers for what you do, for you burden men, you laden men with burdens, ye yourself not
right.
touch. You know what
right.
I'm saying?
Yes, yes. Okay. All right, Mike, I'm going to let you go on that. I appreciate the call. Well, I want to give the information again. It's rangemagazine.com. Just very simple, and they've kind of simplified things. You don't even have to type the W's anymore. It's rangemagazine.com. You can give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-4-U. The numbers work out to be 1-800-726-4348. That's 726-4348. The Range Magazine just has all kinds of great information as well as fun information in it. And it's just, it's a wonderful magazine. And this is her 25th anniversary. Help celebrate. Let's increase their members, subscription, their publication. Let's increase that and let's help educate America, because so many people do not realize what is going on.
And what's happening in the West right now
Absolutely.
Is happening in the East in other ways and will be worse. It will get worse unless
Absolutely.
We all stop it together.
You know, when we talk about these things, you know, my mind clicks back to this Agenda 21, and now they've got the Agenda 2030,
yes.
And it's all about the property. It's all about controlling the people. Now, what better way to control the people than to control the land, control the food? You know, it's just the way it is.
They are absolutely relentless. They will not give up. They have got to be stopped, which is unfortunately what Hage has tried, what Bundy's tried, what Hammond's tried, what hundreds of other ranchers I know have tried. And none of their neighbors are standing with them because they're scared they're going to be abused next by the federal government. This is, remember they came from the Jews and I wasn't a Jew? Nimoah, I mean, my God, the same thing is happening now. We have to stand together. We've got to stop it. States' rights are being ignored. The federal government, the heavy hand, they're doing whatever they want, regulating the heck out of us.
It's
not acceptable.
We're completely turned inside, outside, upside down as to what we were founded to be, small government. The government that's large is we the people, and we have failed. Our republic is about the people, and we have failed, and we've allowed our future in the hands of these D.C. occupiers, occupying offices and cutting deals, and those deals have nothing to do with what is best for me.
And none of those people are in prison, are they?
No, they're not. CJ, we're out of time. Thank you so much. We need to do this so much, so more often than what we do.
This was a little serious, though, Beth. Let's have fun next time.
Oh, we need to have fun next time. We would do that. We didn't even get to give all your specials and your books. I appreciate everybody so much, and I appreciate CJ. We're out of time. It is just absolutely imperative. We're not going to agree on everything, but by golly, we can agree on liberty, and we need to come together and bring America home. Lexis de Tocqueville once stated, America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great. To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him, a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast, designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.